Putlibai was not pleased to hear that her youngest son was considering going to college in England. She had heard rumors that the young men there ate meat and drank liquor. She made Gandhi promise not to touch wine, meat, or women. Gandhi agreed. Satisfied, Putlibai gave her consent. Alfred Broy's high school gave Gandhi a farewell party. In August 1888, Gandhi said goodbye to Kasturbai and their infant son Harilal and set off for Bombay, where he was to take a ship to England. Others in the Rajkot community were not convinced that it was appropriate for Gandhi to travel to England. The members of the council in charge of the Vaishya caste, to which Gandhi belonged, met up with Gandhi in Bombay. They told Gandhi that it was against the Hindu religion to travel abroad, and they forbade him to leave India. Gandhi listened to their worries, but held to his decision. He pointed out that he had permission from his family's advisor and from his mother and brothers. He told them about his promise not to eat meat, drink wine, or touch women. Gandhi was certain that his actions in England would not jeopardize his Hindu faith. Nonetheless, the elders felt Gandhi should not travel to England. When Gandhi informed the elders that he planned to go anyway, they were outraged. The Sheikh, or headman of the community, said, "This boy shall be treated as an outcast from today. Whoever helps him or goes to see him off at the dock shall be punishable with a fine of 1 rupee 4 annas." From that day forward, Gandhi was shunned from his caste. Even upon Gandhi's return from England 3 years later, he did not attempt readmission.